The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 1-2 overall and host Bowling Green at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, we played a good pressure Virginia Tech team last Saturday and didn't handle the pressure in the kicking game in the third quarter, and the game got away from us pretty quickly. I thought our defense played pretty well throughout the course of the game. They were just putting so many short field opportunities that eventually something's going to break down, and that's what happened. But we got to keep getting better and looking forward to a good Bowling Green team coming in here this Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, obvious question, but why are you turning to David now at quarterback?
Well, the number one goal for our football team is to not turn the ball over. And we've done that too many times in the first 3 weeks, so we thought we needed to make a change right there.
What's David like as a player and his temperament?
Well, I think he's a very poised guy. He creates a lot of things after he pulls it down. His temperament will be very good. I think he'll be very excited on Saturday, so we're going to have to calm him down a little bit, but he'll be ready to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Daryl. I hate to say this early in the season, but with what you guys have coming up in the Big Ten and with the 1-2 start, is this week kind of a must-win for you guys?
Well, we take every game as it comes, and we prepare as hard as we can to win the football game. I don't look at it must-win, not must-win, but we're in it to win it, so that's where we are.
And you guys have obviously had a lot of quarterback changes during your tenure there. Has that been tough to establish a rhythm, or is that something you guys have gotten kind of used to?
Well, you know, you have a couple guys that competed very hard throughout the fall camp, and they were very close coming out of fall camp. And Austin won the job because he took care of the ball. And now we're making a change because we haven't done that in the first 3 weeks. Just felt it was necessary.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask an audio question. And our next question comes from the line of Dave Biddle with 27 Sports.
Hi, Daryl. How much is cost of attendance, the extra stipend that the athletes are receiving, how much is that affecting recruiting from what you can tell?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, Dave, but I'm sure it will have some effect on it. It'll be interesting once you go through a recruiting calendar, you know, how it plays from university to university. It'll be an interesting study to take a look back at.
Looking at the numbers, you got Purdue is 13th out of 14 in the Big Ten, second lowest cost of attendance stipend at $1,900. By comparison, Penn State leads at $4,700, about three times as much as Purdue would give out. Urban Meyer's been on record saying there should be kind of a standard rate across the board. Do you agree with Coach Meyer on that, or just what's your stance on that?
Well, you know, I think, once again, I think it's a lot is set by the financial aid office. And it's based on travel. It's based on all those other things that play a factor in the additional money that the kids need to have to get to and from and those miscellaneous expenses. So I think, again, it's one of those things that you have to constantly evaluate and see if there is an inequity or if something needs to be changed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Ari Wasserman from Cleveland.com.
Hi, Daryl. I was just wondering, philosophically, when you try to put together your team through recruiting, do you always feel like you would take the best player physically and talent-wise, or are there times where you might sacrifice talent because he fits your system better?
I think the thing, Ari, is you want the guy that has the full package. And if you don't have to sacrifice, first you got to get that guy that you know has got some impeccable character so you don't have to constantly chase that guy around. But then obviously he has to be able to help you win championships. So if you can find that unique guy that's out there, and they're out there, and you just got to do your homework, that's the guy that you want to try to get in your program.
Daryl, assuming that both people, because obviously character and grades and knowing you can count on somebody is always important no matter how good they are, but have you ever or would you ever sacrifice if two like guys were the same, you know, off the field at the same position, but one guy plays in an offense or defense that's more like how you do it, would you ever sacrifice talent to get a guy who fits into your on-the-field scheme better?
You know, that's such an in-depth question, to be honest with you. I mean, there's so much goes into it. I mean, are they exactly the same on film? Does one guy, is he more productive? There's too many different variables to make a black and white question out of that one.
Thanks, Daryl.
You're welcome.
Coach, as you've gotten your team ready for this weekend's game against Bowling Green, what have you seen on film, and what do you want to make sure your guys are ready to see this weekend?
Bowling Green has done a great job the first 3 weeks. They played Tennessee, they played Maryland, and then they played Memphis this last week. They do an unbelievable job of pushing the ball down the field. The quarterback throws an incredible fade ball, leaves it about 4 or 5 yards from the sideline. It's a nice soft ball that the receivers can catch. They run it just to keep you honest, but he's really efficient, and the wideouts are really good, and we're going to have to stop their long ball attack.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you.